cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Thank you for tuning in to The Gospel Truth with Jonathan Reed right here on Love 860. So open your minds and your hearts to the gospel truth. Here's Jonathan.
Thank you. It is a real blessing and a privilege and an honor to be with you again. I thank the Lord for having mercy upon me and for saving my soul and giving me eternal life. That's the only life He has to offer. He says He gives His sheep eternal life and will never perish, and I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that I've had that blood applied to my soul. That blood washed away all my sins, and the main sin that I had was my evil heart of unbelief, and I'm glad that He took that out of me, because somebody preached the word to me. Somebody has to bring the gospel to you. Somebody has to preach God's word, and His Spirit has to draw you. You see, you can't come to Him except that Spirit draw you, and that's what happened to me. A man of God stood in the gap, made up the hedge in my life, and He preached the gospel, and I didn't really receive it at first. I'll tell you, I rejected it. I rebelled against it. But finally, when the Word of God came around, and I really wanted salvation, I really wanted to be saved, I got tired of living in sin. I got tired of running away. I got tired of living the way I was living. I mean, we're all born with a conscience. We're all born with a soul that tells us right from wrong. God puts a conscience inside of you, and the law is written in your heart. The law meaning right from wrong. You know the difference between good and evil. When you reach a certain age and you choose the evil over the good, you've reached that age where your conscience is telling you right from wrong, and you know what to do. You know if when things are right. On the inside, you feel that something's wrong. And what we do as human nature is we try to fill it up with different types of sins in our lives, different types of activities that we try, different things that are sinful that we try to satisfy ourselves with. We try to fill that conscience. We try to fill that empty longing that's in our souls, that's in our nature. But you see, you have to hear the Word of God. You have to believe it by faith, and then that conscience will be filled, and it'll be replaced with that Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit that guides you and directs you. And I'm thankful for that. That's what I follow today, is His precious Holy Spirit. I'll tell you, I'm not perfect. I'll be the first to admit that I'm not perfect. And I'm nobody. I don't want anybody to know who I am as far as my name goes. It doesn't matter who I am. I just want to be a man of God that preaches the gospel and tells you about Jesus and tells you how to be saved and born again. I want to point you in the direction of how to make it into heaven. Because there is a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. You don't have to go to hell. The Bible is very clear that the hell was created for the devil and his angels, because Satan was the one that brought forth that sin in the beginning. He's the one that deceived mankind, and he wants to destroy God's creation. God's creation, his highest creation, was man. He created man to serve him. But you see, we all have a choice to make. None of us are predestinated to hell. We're all predestinated to serve God. It's up to you to make the right choice. And not everybody does. There are many, many people, and the multitudes are going to hell. They had good intentions in this life. Most people are not really bad people as far as this flesh is concerned. Morally speaking, they're good people. They treat their neighbors well. They go to church on Sunday. They may go to church Sunday and Wednesday. They may have a title or a position in the church, and they have a good job, and they treat their family right, and they're just all around a good person. But I tell you, if they've never been saved and born again, they won't make it into heaven. Our good works and our good deeds can't make us fly up into heaven or whatever you want to do. There's no way you can make it into heaven without that blood applied to your heart, without Him saving you and giving you eternal life, without you coming to Him just like you are, realizing that you're a sinner. You see, in your life, you've committed sin. I don't care who you are. We're born in sin and shaping in iniquity. And if you think you're something, if you think you're perfect, you might want to take a better look, because I tell you, we're all sinners. I'm better than nobody, and I haven't reached perfection, and I won't reach perfection in this life, because I live in a vile and sinful body. This body I have is full of rottenness, full of sin. I'm talking about my flesh. On the inside, My soul has been perfected by the Lord Jesus Christ. His Holy Spirit is there. He's the good part. I'm nothing and a nobody. And I'll tell you, I get so ashamed of how rotten I am. I get so ashamed of all the mistakes that I make as just a humanist concern. But I'm thankful there's forgiveness with God. I'm glad that I can cast all my care upon Him, for He cares for me. I wish I would have got saved sooner, because that would have saved me a lot of heartaches and troubles. And I could have gotten saved sooner. I could have came to the Lord as a teenager, when He was calling me and drawing me with His cords of love, when the man of God stood and preached about a Savior who would forgive me of my sins and take away all my guilt and shame, who died and went to hell for me and resurrected the third day, how He paid an awful price for the sins of the entire world. I had a little bit of faith to believe it, but I wasn't ready. You see, this flesh dies hard. This flesh doesn't want to give up. I tell you, it's stubborn. It's rebellious. The last thing we want to do is what's right. You see, if you see all your friends doing one thing, you're just going to join the crowd. And that's what people do today. You see, being a Christian is foreign now. I mean, it's always been foreign, but even more so. You say you're a Christian, people will either laugh at you or run the other direction. And I was the one that ran the other direction. When Christians were around and I knew that they were real, you see, I tried to make an exit stage left. I didn't quite want to be around those types of people because I knew I had sin in my life. I knew I was doing things that were wrong, and I was afraid that they would find my sin out and they would judge me. You see, the devil will lie to you. He tells you that all Christians do is walk around and judge, which, by the way, I tell you, most people do that, so-called Christians. Most of the time, they're not. They got a beam in their own eye, and they try to point the finger at somebody else when they got three fingers pointing right back at them. I'll tell you, this world is full of chaos and confusion. There's so many so-called Christians that could be helping people. People are starving for the truth, but I'll tell you, most people just do it for show. That's been like that since the beginning of time. Look in Jesus' days. All those hypocritical Pharisees, the religious crowd, they're the ones that crucified Him. They're the ones that tried to pick fault in Him. Everything that Jesus did, they tried to find a problem with it. He would heal somebody. He would heal a man's hand that was withered. But they said, nope, you can't do that. This is the Sabbath day. This is a holy day. And meanwhile, they're looking at the Son of God, the Savior of the world, healing a man of his infirmity, and they had to find fault. You see, they were doing that left and right. It's always been that way. The religious crowd is the ones that are confusing people, and they sent more people to hell than anything else. I mean, there's more religious folks in hell than there is of anything else. And since the beginning of time, all of it put together, there's more religious folks in hell. And they're wishing they weren't there anymore. They're wishing that they didn't live that type of lifestyle. I'll tell you, religion will blind you. Religion will put you in a state of mind where you think everything you're doing is right. I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not religious. I have salvation. I'm saved. I'm not religious, because if I was religious, I'd still be lost. Religion can't get you anywhere but to hell. I'll tell you, I've seen people that are religious and they're lost. They have good intentions. They may hold a position in a church. They may be even a Sunday school teacher, or they may be the pastor. There are people that I know right now that go to church, and they are faithful churchgoers, and they go every week. Anytime the doors are open, they're there. But they're not saved. They're lacking something. When I talk to them and when they talk to me and I converse with them, I can tell something is not quite right. They just have religion. They're just bound up, and I'm there to be a light and a help to them. I don't run them over. I don't try to knock them down and beat them down. I just listen to them, because one day I know the Lord's going to open up a door of utterance for me to preach the word to them, or maybe even just offer a word of advice or something that I can tell them that would help them to see themselves, because I'm concerned for people. Hell is eternal, and so is heaven. And think about it. I want you to sit and think for a minute and listen to the Spirit of God as He speaks to you one day after a while when this life is over. And I'll tell you, this life is a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. I want you to sit and think, if I died right now, where would I go? Where would my soul spend eternity? And whether you believe in God's word or not, I'll tell you, it's a must if you want to make it into heaven. You must believe that this holy Bible is God's word. But this word of God says that hell is there and so is heaven. And there's two places, or one or the other, you're going to spend eternity. And that's either heaven or hell. And you must make that choice now today is the day of salvation, because tomorrow may never come, and yesterday's already gone. You must make the decision today. When God is speaking to your heart, it says, seek the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him while He's near, while He's speaking to you, while His Spirit is tugging and moving you, and He's speaking to you in your conscience, and that still small voice is saying, you might want to listen, you may want to pay attention, because He doesn't owe you another breath, He doesn't owe you another moment. You can be saved. All you got to do is come to Him just like you are, realizing, Lord, I'm a sinner. I realize I've come short of the glory of God. I realize that if I don't get saved and born again, and if I don't get my heart right before You, I won't make it into heaven, and I don't want to spend eternity in hell, because I'll tell you, hell is the place of eternal torment and damnation, where the fire's not quenched and the worm dieth not. That means when you get there, and if you die in your sins and you get there, that worm of remembrance, you're going to remember all the times that you could have heard, and that all those times that you rejected the Word of God, it'll be replayed in your mind over and over and over. And that's torment enough, but the flames, the fires of hell, will burn and burn and burn forever and ever and ever, and there will be no rest, day nor night. You'll have that glorified body that you were supposed to have in heaven, that indestructible body, you'll have it in hell, and you'll never cease to exist. That fire is going to lick your flesh for the rest of eternity. And think about the anguish. Think about the torment. Think about the darkness. Think about the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. People around you, they'll be there, but you may not even be able to see them for all the darkness that's around you. And you talk about lonely. You talk about a place where you'll never escape. I mean, we have lonely times on this earth. If you're maybe you're single, or maybe your spouse has passed away, maybe your children don't visit you enough, but you think about lonely. You think about a place of torment. That's a place of torment, a place of hell where there's nobody around. I mean, you're surrounded by people, but really you're by yourself, and all you have are your thoughts, the worm of remembrance that never goes away. I'll tell you, that is an awful place, and I don't want you to go there. There's a place called heaven. There's a Savior that left the splendor of heaven, that came down to this sin-cursed world and paid the price for sin. He is named Jesus. He came down from heaven, and He brought down His life, His salvation, His perfection. He came down. The perfect became imperfect in this flesh. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that He might be made the righteousness of God in them. And I'm glad that He paid my salvation. I'm glad that He came down and that He died for sinners. He didn't come down for all those miracles, although He performed them. He did everything. He raised the dead. He cleansed the lepers. He did many different miracles, but His one sole purpose was to come to die for sinners and to pay that sacrifice that was required. He was that lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and He came to die for you. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, Jesus died for you that He might cleanse you and wash you in His own blood. And all you have to do is the easy part, believe. That's all it takes. Come to Him like you are. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I realize I need help. I realize if I die in my sins and I don't get saved, I'm going to hell, Lord. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, a sinner, and save me. And if you believe that and you mean that with all your heart, and you come to Him like you are, plus or minus nothing, He will save you and He will make you a new creature. That's what His Word says. Come to Him like you are, and I promise He'll make you new. I see my time is quickly come and gone. Write to me and pray for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus made it home. Unto Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Thank you for tuning in this week. If this message was a blessing to you, or if you have any questions or comments, please write to me at P.O. Box 142-631, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Again, that's P.O. Box 142-631, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Please tune in next week. Until next time, friends, may God bless you.